The Sudanese police spokesperson late Wednesday said, after reviewing all police department records in the state, they found that only one person died in Bahri locality. The statement said 30 protesters were injured by breathing tear gas. The police said 89 policemen were seriously injured, one truck was burned, and its contents were looted. They said three police trucks were destroyed in Jebel Aulia locality in Khartoum and Umbada locality of Omdurman. The police statement denied using firearms against the protesters, but says that police officers have a legal duty to prevent any destruction of property. Walidin Al-Fakir, a member of the executive board of the Sudanese Doctors Association, says according to their findings from different public and private hospitals around Khartoum, 14 people were confirmed to have died during yesterday's protest. Speaking to South Sudan in Focus by phone, he says 8 of the deaths were caused by gunshot wounds to the chest.
The total number of those killed is 14. P1 is very ill and in ICU, and we don't know. Some reports say this morning that he died, but I'm not sure. But the total number of those killed is 14. This is definitely most of them killed in Bahri Muassasa.
Al-Fakir said most of those who were killed in Bahri were caught up around a police truck that was left behind. He said reinforcements from the paramilitary rapid support forces came and started shooting directly at protesters. He said 5 protesters died on the scene and others died in hospitals due to severe bleeding.
The police left their car because their tear gas is stuck. They get out of the stock of tear gas, they left of tear gas. Those from Dantre came and started to fire.
Al-Fakir said more than 100 wounded protesters were taken to the nearby hospital. He says some of the injured are in critical conditions and others have responded well to the treatment. He said because telecommunications were cut, the administration of Al-Dawli Hospital in Khartoum North sought help from mosques to call for doctors and nurses to come help save lives.
They call doctors from the nearby areas from the mosque. By the microphones of the mosque, they call for help because there are a lot of interpretations, more than 100.
Last Saturday, the Sudanese doctors said 6 protesters were also shot and killed by the security forces and 27 others injured. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.